everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I want to begin by just apologizing again for taking such a great amount of time away from this video. So today's video, I am going to talk about, of course, we are in Leo season. But more specifically, I want to talk about the Lionsgate portal. This is something we go through every single year, and it's a very exciting time. But before I begin, I want to tell you about the story about me and share it with you, and hopefully you can make a connection here in your own life. Many of you, or some of you, might have already heard this story. So, we are not here, of course, during this time frame where this first incident took place for myself, but it was a major milestone for me. It was when my life was going to change, and it is 10 o'clock here, Eastern Time, where I am, 1000. So, in October of 2015 is when, that's been such a long time ago now. My son left home. He was, I guess he was 19, I believe, by then. And, you know, that is still a time frame that, or a time where he is supposed to begin living his life. But it was a time when I was wrestling with God. In my reality, I began to wrestle with God. I didn't know it at that very moment. When things were happening and other things were taking place that led up to my son leaving. And for those of you who have really followed me throughout the last several years that I have been here, I have emphasized how great of a relationship or how much greatness that I put on my relationship with my son. I placed a lot, and I can't think of the word. I really, really valued my relationship with my son to the point that I did. I was over possessive. I kept him very close to me. And I also, by doing so, and of course he was born premature and I was very overprotective because of his illnesses and I was afraid that he might get worse or get sick by going there and here and there. But then because of my own situation, my own limitations that I had and experienced after my auto accident, you know, the depression, the isolation, all that stuff, I too unconsciously kept him close to me as a result of my own inner turmoil that I was not understanding. I projected my pain, my limitations and things onto my son. So when he did leave, I didn't realize then, like I said, that I was actually wrestling with God. It wasn't until I began to, a couple of years later, when I was a fitness coach for Beachbody, I guess it was in 2017 is when I began, in July of 2017. Ironically here, lots of things. It was this month that I became a Beachbody coach, and because I had lost 160 plus pounds a couple of times and was really thinking that my journey was going to take me to become a fitness coach, not just for Beachbody, but I ended up taking some courses and really wanted to teach people how to not only get over their physical limitations after injuries, but lose weight if they wanted to, but also to change their own mindset. But after, you know, Beachbody, I developed my faith and got into trying to understanding what the scriptures were all about, and seeing if I could, maybe now that my mind was a little more clear and I was a little more positive, I can understand these great words in this book. I began, after I gave my husband my forgiveness letters and things like that, I began to implement more faith in my life to the point that, you know, my husband ended up bringing up the same time frame when my son left. And that was a major portion in my forgiveness letter, and that I put in there. And so we were both talking about this time frame. And he ended up mentioning something in the Bible. He was talking about when Jacob was wrestling with God. And he asked me about it. He said something about he didn't understand something about it. And I was like, well, you know, you're asking the wrong person here because I barely read the Bible. You know, I just started by then a little bit. And I don't know what you're actually talking about here, so I can't. I came home from our vacation after I gave him that letter, and it was our anniversary, and I forget what year anniversary it was, but I came home, and I got my Bible, and I read it, and I was thrown. I was like, oh my gosh, that's why that happened. That's why it was so hard for me, and that's why... I'm being overcome with some light. You know, because I had such a tight hold of my son in that time frame when my son left, I really, really was becoming depressed. But when you hold anything in your life with to the extent of possession, the need to have, the need to possess, the need to, even if you think you're loving something, love that possesses is not love. It is, again, it's a possession, and it can go the most terrible ways. My son was my, I can't even think of the word here. I knew that if my son was ever taken from me, I was going to die, kind of mentality. And so when my son left home, I was physically dying, mentally dying, emotionally dying, spiritually dying. I had an experience that began the process of waking me up consciously. Now, our spiritual awakening can take place for like 40 plus years or lifetimes now. But when you begin to have a marker, that's my marker where I said, oh, I can aware, my awareness now understands that point of my life was when God was really shaking me. I fought with God. So why am I bringing this up today? Because we're going to have an experience. We have to have an experience, and we have to understand that experience. And in time, through your ascension cycle, you're going to have a spiritual experience that matches. You're physically going to have something in your reality that's going to make you feel as if it woke you up. And it's going to be a marking point for you. I can remember that day like it was yesterday, but I can't really remember the pain that was attached to it. You know, all the other things that were attached to it. I don't hold value to all that any longer because I've healed through that portion. But I remember that point because I give it a value upon, wow, it happened for me, not to me. There's a difference. And so recently, I have had the experience of spiritually wrestling with God internally. You know, these experiences that we have spiritually through our inner gifts or through the inner awakening of our inner light, we're able to see these beautiful things. These beautiful things. Now, when you are wrestling, this is when Jacob was wrestling with an angel. And this angel, for myself, was nothing but a blob of fire. Fire and light. And so beautiful. And it was so bright and so beautiful that I could barely see it. But I could see it. And I knew then, Israel. You know, God gives Jacob. God gives Jacob the name Israel. Why? Because now he is no longer his own self. His old self, excuse me. He is someone new. God has given him grace. He has a new name now. Israel is the erected individual. When we are actually wrestling with that angel, with God internally, it is the divine spirit within who is actually winning the cause. That the ego, is no longer in possession of the human within. So, you are given a new name. I'm not there yet. I'm not saying I am there yet. But I wanted to share this experience with you. Because we are going to have something that links us up to an experience and to our awakening, our spiritual awakening, which also links us to the great book. You know, people avoid the Bible, the great book, because there's so much misunderstanding within it. But there's a lot of truth. And God's the one who's going to open your eyes. So here we are in Leo. Leo's season, and more specifically, the Lionsgate portal. The Lionsgate portal has had such a, you know, in the past has had this great wow allness to it. I've always had a great experience, and I have a great experience every single day. They're not always easy to handle, but I know that there's great lessons and great becoming through them. I have actually. Yesterday, I've been doing some things and clearing some things out in the house, and so lots of a sneezing going on and hay fever type of situations. And yesterday, I ate my dinner. I sat up and watched some TV for a little bit. Fell asleep in the recliner for a couple of hours. Got back up, had a snack, and went to sleep until this morning. Lots of sleep. I had lots of sleep yesterday, and I went ahead and woke up, and although I still felt really tired this morning, I don't know how I could be so tired. I mean, I know how, but, you know, it's shocking that I could still be so tired. I went ahead and did a workout, and I feel amazing today. Right now, I feel really good. And so every year, I haven't really thought much about the Lionsgate this year. I knew, of course, we were approaching it. It's in my awareness, and I knew there's a lot that I can be talking about. And this, again, is a part of you and myself, more specifically, because this is my life, where we have an opportunity to remove the ego. The ego always wants to control your life and wants you to really get so involved, the need to do this, the need to have that. So, you know, me not really putting so much pressure on being there for you guys, and that's not being selfish or unloving. Please try to understand. I'm going through my own process as well. But if I wake up every morning and I am getting stressed out or getting anxious or getting upset because I don't have an X amount of time to sit with you guys, the ego is in control. The ego is trying to make me do something against a natural flow with life. The spirit will always make you feel more freedom. And I knew that in time. I really actually wanted to do this video yesterday or 2 days ago. And it was in my mind that, okay, I have some time and I'm going to do it. It would have been 10 days, 10 days, Exactly. So I think today's the 12th day. So yeah, and I wanted to do it, or ironically, it would have linked up with 10. Because I think in my last video, I mentioned something about the Ten Commandments. And so that's been on my mind. And I keep looking at my movie that I have on my shelf here, the Ten Commandments. And 10. 10 signifies the top of the Tree of Life, as well as the bottom of the Tree of Life. It signifies heaven, and it signifies earth, depending on which way you're going, and which cycle you're at. But there's a secret doorway. And so I've mentioned the secret doorway so many times. Here we are in the Lion's Gate, and please forgive me for going all over the place. So we have entered into it yesterday, and of course, it doesn't matter. We, for about a week or two, you may have already had some things, and your experiences could have already brought up some stuff or experiences, your emotions, your tired symptoms, side effects, whatever you want to call them, already leading up to yesterday. So the 26th into August the 12th is when the portal is open. But the peak, of course, is August the 8th, 8 and 8, infinite and infinite, endless and endless. And it's always taking place here in the sign of Leo, who is the lion. When we talk about Leo, we're talking about the sun, and therefore we are talking about the heart. And Christ, of course, is all about love. Now, when Christ is born, or has been born, this is when you may see, even in your experiences, your inner vision, about the sacred 12 at the courts. You know, this is kind of like the weighing of your scales again, to seeing if the heart and the kidneys. And we go through this, the weighing of the scales, of course, through the seasons, and. I mention it a lot. So almost every single month, there's something that has to be weighed and measured in how much you have grown. But in order for Christ or you to see God at Mount Panai, do you see how this is adding up here? Well, my story is adding up. The pineal gland is where you see God. Right there at the throne. But you're going to fight. You're going to struggle there. You're going to go through experiences internally and externally as a result. And you're going to have to see, how are you handling all of that? And only through how you handle these and of course, understand these experiences internally and externally, are you able to see God and witness God within your pineal gland? That's when the light is going to illume everything within. And so every year during this time frame, in the peak of August the 8th, it is Sirius and Orion's belt lines up with the pyramids. And this is also when the time of the Nile, when the river floods. And if you have been with me throughout this time frame, you already know what the flooding of the Nile River is. This deals with the spine. And so before I continue on with this video, I really want you to kind of understand something, or hopefully this is where you already are. Like I've mentioned here previously in this video, I really didn't put so much stress on making a video here. My awareness knew where we were leading up, and actually I was kind of like, oh, forgot, really. I knew, but I forgot. Because I'm living in every single moment. And when the time is right, things are clear. So although I knew that this is where we are, I'm not putting so much emphasis on it. And that's when you are learning to let go of things. You're learning to kind of like loosen the reins here, if you will. And where nothing has control over you. That's how you know that when the ego is no longer in control. So if you're, and this is so kind, this is hard to kind of explain here. You know, the planets, of course, exist. Things in this reality exist because we allow them to exist. As long as you are, the more that you are aware of your internal world, the easier that your path can become. Your external world, your external reality, is a manifestation of what's internally. And if you could only observe your external reality, you'll understand more of your internal reality as well. The planets line up every single year, no matter what. The seasons go by, no matter what. And if your focus is always on, well, oh my gosh, I can't wait until this takes place, because more is going to come in, you're missing a good portion of your experience. Therefore, you're cutting off. You're going to cut off what is rightly yours. If you just allow things to flow, and even you coming to my videos all the time, or wanting me to make a video all the time, and this is why I've mentioned, you know, by me not making a video for you, I'm helping you lose the need to have information. Information will automatically come to you. You don't need me. You don't need my videos. You don't need to do research. Need is different you know, because I get information sometimes and I'm like, oh, you know, and I actually haven't had the time. I have not sat down in 2 weeks, maybe longer, to do any research. I haven't. And I could have beat myself up. I am always connected internally, though. I am always consciously connected to my inner being. Always. And my experiences are teaching me more about myself than anything written. And unless if I can't find an understanding internally, I ask for guidance. And in time, whenever the time is right, oh, I'm reading something, I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is. But there's no need to try until, you know, the more you can let go of things, you know, it's so hard to explain right now for me, for some reason. And so I hope you understand. I don't want you to need me. I want you to like me. I want you to love me. I don't want you to need me. And so by me not making a video every single day, making you come here and listening to a video, I am actually giving you a gift. Excuse me. Freedom. Learn. The greatest teacher you have is you. You are your greatest teacher. So the flooding of the Nile, of course, is when the Kundalini has its clear path. And so I mentioned the Ten Commandments, and more specifically, it's about Moses here. We have to allow Moses. We, which means we have to become Moses. Our inner being attaches and becomes Moses. Moses is the one who frees the slaves. Frees the slaves so that now Egypt is no longer dry, which means the waters are now flowing from the higher Eden and waters lower Eden. And so Sirius is actually going to work with your throat. The planet is the planet and it's up there. The stars are the stars and they are up there. But they're all contained within you. You have the sun and the eight planets, a total of nine. And then, of course, we have the constellations. The sun is what provides the life to all existing planets. The sun signifies the solar light, the Christ, and that is the heart. But Sirius works the throat, which is higher Eden, the Garden of Eden. But depending on your heart, is which way you go. And this is why the weighing, the quartz are going to come together. And you're going to probably see, or hopefully you're going to have an inner awareness of this, a vision that you are going to receive of the quartz, of every all the judges or all of the disciples coming together and making a decision based upon how your elements are, which way your heart is going, is which way the doorway to the tree of life. Remember, there's good and evil. And depending on your own heart is which way you go. You decide by being in love, or you decide by being an ego. And so the throat is not just the throat chakra, it is Doth. And it's making so much sense now because, and I lost my spot here, because of all of my videos. I've mentioned, going back a few months ago, the sign upon the door, and I made a correction about that sign upon the doorway and how I thought it was Chet, and it's actually Tav. And it's because Doth. Doth is when we are. And it's spelled, Doth is spelled with a Daleth, Ayin, and a Tav. Daleth is the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which signifies the doorway. Ayin are the eyes that see the truth. And then Tav is the covenant. And this is just my simplified version. The Tav is the covenant and it's the seal that binds heaven and earth together. But it depends on which way you have chosen to go. It depends on which way you have chosen to go. And so when you have chosen the direct path here of goodness and of love, then the spinal canal is completely free. And so I have seen lots of things here recently, and I'm not going to put them all into this video, but in the picture of my screen here, of my video here, I have placed a bathtub with a curtain, and it's a sheer curtain. And so in the sheer curtain, you can see You know that there's the tub there. You can see the outlines of the tub. You can probably see if somebody was sitting there. You can see still through the sheerness of the shower curtain, which means you can see, but you're not quite there yet. The door is open. Now, the doorway from myself had been open a while back. I don't know the exact time frame. Just because it's open doesn't mean you're there. Remember, you have an experience. You have to go through those experiences, and then those things are weighed every time. And then if you understand all of that, if you feel worthy of all of that, if you are prepared for all of that, you continue on. And you're going to get to a certain level that it's only the Holy Spirit that's going to let you in. You will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven without the say-so. A demon cannot enter into the Garden of Eden or into heaven. Now, a demon, you know, this is not, and please, maybe, you know, a person full of ego cannot enter into heaven. We have created demons by being over-possessive, full of ego, full of pride, full of jealousy, full of hatred, full of anger, never forgiving. We create the opposite of what is good by choosing and not understanding, more specifically, not even understanding anything. So the veil, the film here, this film, it's like, you know, when you sometimes in your eyes, you get your vision is kind of blurry. And actually, I've been going through blurry vision here a little bit for the past couple of days. Just it's clear, but not clear. And I'm like, man, something is just seems like to be blocking my eyes, you know, watering all the time. That's the same thing. But it's internally. And that's what it means when the veil is so thick. The veil can be so thick, you can't see anything that's before you. And that's when the inner vision in the kingdom of heaven is not even within your grasp. And the more that you choose love, the more that you allow light to enter into you and purify you, the veil thins. Your inner vision begins to awaken more. The heart, it's breaking, but it's opening even further. And so I've actually had an experience too as well. Sometime last week where I felt the heat. This intense heat rose above my heart. And I was, you know, I had my eyes closed. I think I was after a workout or I came in from cooling off outside. It's been excruciatingly hot around here. We have been going through a drought as well. Very dry here. And Exodus, if you will, Egypt, if you will. And it's actually been raining for 2 days. And we are so grateful for this rain. The garden needs it, if things make it by now. So I was resting and I closed my eyes and the heat just came up. And kind of sat there at the top of my heart. Top of my heart. Just kind of in between the throat and in between the heart. Kind of where the thymus gland is. And so I just felt it rise and then decrease. Rise and decrease. And other things, of course, took place that I was shown and things like that. But, you know, we never really know where we are until we're there. And that's why for the, you know, in lots of my videos, even though I'm telling you about my experiences, I will never tell you where I'm at. I know why I'm not there. Like my wrestling with God and what that signifies I am not there. I am not going to dishonor my inner being, my God, and say that I have anything. Because once you say that, you limit your experience. Because you are still somebody who thinks way too much and controls way too much. It's important to just let it be. And love is what's going to open the door even more so. I know I have lots of work to do. But I know I have done lots of work. You know, I have been having experiences as well. And because I am a woman, because I have been a woman that has been not just a woman, but a child who was, dealing with, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, stemming from childhood up until, a certain time frame of my life. I have to deal and learn about the opposite sex. So whatever you currently are in this lifetime, you have to learn about the opposite and but also appreciate what form you are currently in. You respect the opposite sex and you also respect what form you are currently in. You love both. So I have been seeing the opposite sex as still being sexist, if you will, if I can just use that word, vulgar, whatever. And I'm like, if I weren't seeing myself, thinking those thoughts and feeling how I felt, it would fester more. But when you see yourself in that scenario, in that experience, you're able to decide to purify it. That's when, especially when you get to a certain time, a part of your ascension cycle when the Holy Spirit does the work for you. You have an experience. Now it just becomes easier. Not, easier, I'm not sure is the right word. It happens where the Holy Spirit purifies you. Every time you have it, purifying. But you have to acknowledge it first. You still have to acknowledge that impurity. And then the Holy Spirit is going to take over. So, I hope to, I don't know when I'm going to make my next video, and I hope this gives you a brief understanding. The veil has thinned to the point of seeing, but still not seeing. So, we have layers, and it depends on where you are, because the spine has layers. You have layers, of course, through your chakra system that you have to go through the spinal canal. And, of course, we have seven spines because we have seven spiritual bodies that we have to work through. And then the eyes must see, which, the brain has to purify. The brain has to go through layers as well until it is clear. Tons of light codes come in through at this time frame. Lots of experiences come in through this time frame in order to teach you more about who you are. And it happens every single day. So there's no greater time than every single moment that you are in. And when you learn and love within every single moment, you don't put too much value on a future experience. Like if you've been looking forward to the Lionsgate portal, you've kind of been forgetting about your presence, about being still, about a moment that you have been in, which means you could have had a really, really good experience and you missed it because you're so focused on what's coming. Stay present. Stay centered in love. That's where we are always working at. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.